world's largest Irish store, brimming with tradition, heritage, and the best of Irish products. Thousands of Americans visit Blarney Woolen Mills every week. But if you can't get to Ireland this year, make the connection and visit us online at blarney.com. I'm Darren from Blarney Woolen Mills. We ship worldwide for free, and we're just a click away.
Friends, as we have been telling you, we are this weekend, a great movement is taking place down in the Rockaways, and this is something that is organized under the auspices of the Irish government through the Consulate General of Ireland. And we are right now about to link up to the Rockaways and to Siobhan Dennehy, who is the director of the Emerald Isle Immigration Centre. And she and the Irish Centres played no small part in gathering what is the largest number of volunteers for any occasion as we head down to Rockaway for the Irish Day of Action. And welcome, Siobhan Dennehy. Siobhan, how are you?
How are you, Adrian?
I am fine. Probably somewhat warmer in studio than you are down in the Rockaways. Nippy enough.
It is. I kind of have a very clear explanation why Breezy Point is called exactly that, but that's where a number of us are stationed. But it has just been a fantastic community response and an incredible teamwork basis that got these groups together from all angles, from the media, from yourselves, from all of the centers. And everybody who responded to our request. We have, I think there's so many people down here, I couldn't give you a specific count.
It's
definitely in the hundreds. We were juggling a few buses this morning to make sure everybody that wanted to leave the Train Avenue in particular, the Action Centre had a phenomenal response, and we were able to meet that in with everything that's been provided to us in busing from the city, to the supplies, to the... It's just a phenomenal response, and when you get here, hearts are warm. It may be a little chilly, but everybody was deployed the whole way from Breezy to different points down through the Rockaways, 129th Street, 96th Street, St. Gertrude's, 38th Street, and we were able to deploy a much-needed team into Hamilton Beach. And a bunch of the superintendents from the city, from the Emerald Isle, I know are working with that contingent, along with a bunch of volunteers that came forward. So,
we also know, of course, whereas the Rockaways would probably be the most prominent Irish community affected by Hurricane Sandy. It is a multi-ethnic peninsula down there, and we do know that a lot of African American, we have a lot of different ethnic groups there. The word that we are getting back is that the volunteers who are down there are doing what the Irish do best, and they are responding to where the greatest needs are. Nobody is looking for ID. Nobody is looking for it may be a mehel, which we all know is indeed an Irish tradition of getting together and helping somebody who needs actually help, generally associated with villages and farms and in particularly widows or who needed help through through the decades and indeed through the generations. But the Irish are there and they are helping whoever needs help, and I think we should be very proud of that also.
I couldn't say it any better, Adrian. It's just a phenomenal spirit. Of giving back. and people are here helping out. Everywhere we have sent volunteers from every location I mentioned,
yeah.
they have been assigned, and they could probably have used more. So in yeah. the scheme of things to come for next week, over the next couple of weeks, I would certainly encourage anybody who has some time to volunteer it, call your local Irish Center next week, and certainly as the clean out happens, the skill set's going to change. I mean, we're situated at a church. It's a Christ the King Church at 208th Street, and Christ Community Church. I'm standing outside of it right now. And again, everybody
Is that 208 or 108?
208.
208. Okay, so 208. You're up near, you got to be up near Neponset, up in that area, closer to Breezy.
Yep, we're right in the middle, right at the start of kind of like the Breezy Port sign.
Yeah.
And there were any number of requests that came in through the community. Can you check on this house? Can you offer help here?
Right.
Each center had a list of people that, in addition to the local groups that are set up here, we're working right beside Habitat Humanities Tent. We checked in with them, the volunteers that came down from Rockland and Westchester, and they were deployed
right.
in an instant.
Well,
the need is great.
What I would like to point out, too, is that there are a great number of volunteers who, because even though this is coordinated through the Irish Centres, through Ashling Irish Centre, through Emerald Isle Immigration Centre, and to the New York Centre in Long Island City, there were a great number of people who found alternate transportation there because some of your volunteers are responding to the Irish Day of Action, and they come from Connecticut, they come from North Carolina, a lot of people from, we understand, have come from Pennsylvania, have come from Washington, D.C. It is, again, you'd hardly need specific directions to any of the six centers down there, because what we're getting, and particularly in emails, is that there are tons of people who are there. Some, not everybody is able to, you know, swing a pickaxe, but there are all kinds of jobs that are there for those who are not skilled, say, in construction.
Yep, I'd echo that. There's, you know, sweeping, there's clearing out of debris, there's basic just taking garbage to garbage places and piling it up into dumpsters, running supplies, fetching water. I mean, there's any number of things that people can do, and there's just a fantastic of camaraderie here on
yeah.
the ground. I can't say it any clearer. It's phenomenal.
You have
and huge need. Huge
right.
need.
Yeah. You have mentioned Habitat for Humanities. We do know that there was some concern for volunteers going down there that they may or may not be that welcome to row in with some of the organizations who are down there, many of them the federal, the state, the city, all of which are, you know, doing the best they can. How is that working out?
Fantastically, in the sense that we were able to work with several individuals on the ground. We did an advanced visit yesterday. We juggled a couple of things around, and from that work yesterday, we feel that we have people in the right place where they can be deployed as easily as possible, and it's all the way down through the Rockaways for that. The smaller organization called World Cares. They're another nonprofit that have a really, really fantastic organization, and I know a number of volunteers were deployed with them first thing this morning.
Right. But the many people will gravitate to the churches there as well. They seem to have, as we might expect, a great handle on the community there, and they know pretty much what's happening.
Yep, and they're feeding the information into these other groups that are organized in parking lots, on the side of streets, working with volunteers. The fire department has deployed vehicles. They're all working in tandem with one another, and generators going in the background. You'll probably hear one starting here behind me.
Yes.
St. Francis of Lima, with a wonderful group there. They absorbed two or three buses this morning. St. Gertrude's. There's, you know, there's key people on the ground that we've made connections with through some of the advanced work that was done yesterday, in particular with Brian McCabe, I think, and the Irish Consulate as well. Our Department of Foreign Affairs has just been incredible in the resources that they've given us as a community to help us organize this entire event.
We should indeed acknowledge the great coordination and support from the Irish government, and in particular from the Consulate General of Ireland, and Peter Ryan, who has actually spent morning, noon and night in not only coordinating but facilitating the Irish centres and getting the word out to a great number of people who want to actually to participate today. Let me ask you, because we have gotten a number of calls and emails from people who say they are heading down there, but do they still need food? Those on the peninsula, do they still need canned foods, dry foods, or is that taken care of? Can you give us an accurate read on that, Siobhan?
I mean, location by location, it may differ, and I think that's what can happen. The region that we're working for, obviously, I can attest to that today. They are very well equipped at the moment. We've been in touch with them to ask them to let us know if that changes, and then we can respond. And that's what I'd hope with all of our groups who are coordinating efforts all the way down the Rockaways into Brooklyn today. We'll do the same thing. It's going to vary location by location.
Right.
And it's going to vary very quickly as well, depending on what the current demand is. This group are well set up. They're feeding their volunteers today with mac and cheese and hot chicken soup. So that may be different to any of the other locations. I know that through the generosity of many people who gave us food, we brought our own breakfast and we brought our own lunches down for most of the volunteers we've deployed ourselves today.
Tell us about the power and the power supply. Have most homes or what sections or have many sections now have has the power been restored?
There's a lot of activity on this particular area this morning with LIPA. Many, many trucks were in the region. It's impossible to say in who has power and who doesn't. We're right in the area where we are. It's all generator based.
Right.
So some areas are running off generator power. I know it's very much a work in progress and will be for quite a while. The biggest appeal seems to be to try and get licensed contractors, electrical contractors in to sign off on the work that is just being done and to kind of get that connection okayed by a licensed contractor so that then the Con Ed can come in and turn the switch.
And yes. And,
yeah.
And that word has, been loud and clear. Another couple of calls coming into the office here. Do you still need generators? If somebody has a generator, is it still needed or is there a sufficient supply?
I would say as the work continues, we can get the word out. If you have people who are willing to donate generators, let us know and we'll get it to the work crews that are going out. That's where the biggest need is. On an ongoing basis from what we're seeing.
Anybody who's heading down who, at this stage of the game, I assume one can save time, bring a shovel, bring a broom with you. Just imagine, if you will, a devastated area, and whether it is light work or heavy work, you can go down and use your own imagination, bring what you will, and there's a continuing feed into what has been without a doubt probably the best organized Irish Day of Action for the Rockaways. We congratulate community leaders, again the Government of Ireland, And in particular, if there was ever any doubt whatsoever that Irish centres were, you know, in a position, first of all, to know how to go about helping, and secondly, to be able to have their finger on the pulse, on the Rolodex, on the great following that you have built up. All of the Irish centres have done an amazing job and continue to do so. This is not a one-day wonder, Siobhan Dennehy. This is the beginning. Obviously, the Irish centres will be in a position, particularly after the experience today, to let people know when, where, and how this Mehel concept can continue in the weeks to come. And to that end, we assume that if you want to give us your website, your telephone number, and I know that the three organizations are working very closely. Leave us with that.
No, absolutely. Any of the centers will have information going forward as to how to register. We've designated two dates ahead, the 1st of December and the 8th of December, as dates where we would like to try and continue this effort. And beyond that, if there's enough momentum. So the Facebook page, the Irish Day of Action, the Mehel Facebook page that was set up, I believe, with some technical assistance from some of our friends at Irish Central, that will be the place as well where additional details will be posted, and then all of the centres will feed off that. And I just can't thank you enough as well, Adrian, for making time on the program for us today.
Thank you very much, and back to work.
I got to get my shovel and my brush out. All the best.
Yeah, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Yes.
And he sings us out. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, live from the Rockaways there, Siobhan Dennehy, who is director of Emerald Isle Immigration, an Emerald Isle Immigration Centre. Friends,